This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy customers could see at least a 15% drop in gas bills in the coming months. The state approved a new natural gas rate adjustment plan from the company on Monday. It comes amid public outcry over rising home energy bills from Xcel and other utilities in the state. The Colorado Public Utilities Commission plans to hold another public comment hearing this afternoon on energy affordability issues. The Clear Creek County Sergeant supervising the deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass is asking for his criminal charges to be dropped. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Kyle Gould was not on scene when Glass was killed by a sheriff's deputy after refusing to get out of his own car after he called for help. But prosecutors say Gould authorized the deputies to forcibly remove Glass from the car, and he should be held partially accountable for the man's death. In court on Monday, Gould's attorneys say he was off duty that night and watching body camera footage remotely and trying to give advice based on what he knew at the time. Lawyers representing the former deputy who shot Glass say they plan to also file a motion asking for charges to be dismissed. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver will release the latest batch of its popular e-bike rebates at 11 a.m. today. All residents can get a $300 discount at local bike shops. Income-qualifying residents can qualify for up to $1,200, and the city will kick in an extra $200 for the purchase of a cargo e-bike. With only 860 vouchers available, the city recommends preparing any paperwork before applying online in the next hour. This is CPR News and KRCC. Coming up, it's 1A. Thank you for joining us. It's 10:06.